History. There's a myth that history is basically written by the winners. We subscribe to that because the people who are around to write history we consider to be the winners. But that's not actually true. History is in fact written by people who come after the event has happened. So why then do we think they're winners? Well, the main reason is because the people who are writing the history are going to pull the things out of it that will make them feel better, rather than pull things out of it that will make them feel worse. You can see it in an approach when you look at things like the great American story, the great evils of America, the slave trade, the destruction of the Native American Indians, are written today not by the winners of those things, but by the children and descendants of those who perpetrated them. But the history is written as a triumph to make them feel better. So the slave story becomes the history of the abolition of slavery, not the history of the creation of slavery. Because the abolition of slavery is so much more palatable to our modern ears. The same can be seen in, say, British history, where the history we concentrate on is not the history of empire, which is the history of barbarism, of colonialism. Instead, we concentrate on older histories, the history of Tudor times, the history of World War II, history that makes us feel better because it doesn't have negative connotations to it. And history which does have negative connotations to it, the Empire, say, the East India Company, the Indian Mutiny, those bits of history, we focus on the positive things that came out of them. The Empire's delivery of the rules of cricket to much of the world, the East India Company's work in being the first truly commercial global country. Those are the bits we remember, those are the bits we focus on. History is not written by the winners. It's written by the people who are around today and want to make history happier and more acceptable for them to listen to. Audioboo. Easy write at hotmail.com.